Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a Russian opposition leader murdered. Boris Nemtsov, a charismatic former deputy prime minister turned Russian opposition leader, was shot and killed in Moscow on Friday. Elena Alexeyeva, a spokesperson for the Russian Interior Ministry, confirmed the death. She said Nemtsov was killed at around 11:15 p.m. local time. Nemtsov's death came just a day before a planned protest against President Vladimir Putin's rule. The Kremlin said Mr. Putin will personally oversee the investigation. Nemtsov was a sharp critic of President Putin, assailing the government's inefficiency, rampant corruption, and the Kremlin's policy on Ukraine, which has strained Russia-West ties to a degree unseen since Cold War times. In Washington, President Obama condemned the Nemtsov murder and called upon the Russian government to conduct a prompt, impartial, and transparent investigation. Kurdish fighters say they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that has been a key stronghold of the Islamic State militants. Talamis is in Haseka province. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports that at least 9 people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing of a church in Gibish village near Tal Tamer. At least 4 people were abducted. President Obama says the world has made extraordinary strides in driving back Ebola, but the fight against the deadly disease is not over. He spoke ahead of a meeting with Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf at the White House on Friday. World Health Organization said on Friday Ebola has affected nearly 24,000 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Lesotho will choose a new National Assembly and its next Prime Minister today. Gillian Parker has a preview of the election.
Lesotho holds elections on Saturday with the hope they will restore stability after an attempted coup saw Prime Minister Thomas Tabane flee the landlocked kingdom in August. Prime Minister Tabane presides over a coalition government that includes his party, the All Basotho Congress, the Lesotho Congress for Democracy, led by Muthichwa Metsing, and the Basotho National Party. The tripartite coalition buckled when Mr. Tabane declared a 10-month suspension of Parliament in June, widely seen as an attempt to prevent the opposition from passing a no-confidence motion that would oust him from power. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Missouri.
Germany's parliament voted overwhelmingly Friday in favor of a 4-month extension of Greece's financial bailout program. Greece was granted the extension in exchange for a commitment to budget reforms. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras won Greece's January elections with a promise to renegotiate the austerity measures imposed in return for the $270 billion bailout. Mexican federal police say they have captured one of the nation's most notorious drug lords, Cervano Latuta Gomez. He was the leader of the Knights Templar cartel that dominated politics and commerce across the state of Michoacan. Former grade school teacher Gomez fashioned himself as a benevolent outlaw, breaking laws that also giving generously to the poor. U.S. actor Leonard Nimoy, best known for his character Mr. Spock on the short-lived but much-loved TV series Star Trek, has died at the age of 83. Here's VOA's Adam Phillips.
Live long and prosper.
Leonard Nimoy, who played the half-human, half-Vulcan, pointy-eared Star Trek character Spock, lived long and prospered for nearly 5 decades as the focus of adoration, even awe, for millions of Trekkies around the world. But the cool, unflappable demeanor Nimoy projected in the series was only one face of a creative life in which he also played film director, singer, controversial art photographer, and memoirist. Born in 1931 to Orthodox Jewish parents from Ukraine, Nimoy died of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease in Los Angeles. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
Earl Lloyd, who broke the U.S. professional basketball color barrier when he became the first African-American in the National Basketball Association, has died at the age of 86, made history when he entered a game for the now-defunct Washington Capitals on October the 35th, 1950.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Davis here. Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and our conversations with two Grammy Award winners this year, Robert Glasper and Chick Corea, as we celebrate the Jazz Grammy Award winners for this year on Jazz America. Yes, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences once again has handed out the Grammy Awards for this year, and one of the most competitive categories over the years has been the big band area of jazz, and in this case, winning the award for the best large ensemble in jazz is West Coast-based Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band. Led by pianist and saxophonist Gordon Goodwin, their album Life in the Bubble, a big band sensation, as you'll hear as we give you the song entitled Get Smart, the theme from the famous television show from back in the 20th century. It's Grammy award-winning work from Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, Life in the Bubble, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Thank you. I can say is, wow, that was overwhelming. Count Basie and his orchestra from 1957, The Atomic Mr. Basie. And by the way, that album and that performance, Whirly Bird, his classic song, helped him win two Grammy Awards in 1958, the first year that the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences awarded Grammy Awards, and Count Basie won two of them for the Best Jazz Group, the Best Jazz Ensemble, and also the Best Performance by a Dance Band. So that's why I was saying, wow, I was dancing while we listened to Whirly Bird. So two great big bands back to back, proving once again that the big band sound never gets old, never goes away. This is Russ Davis, and we're saluting Grammy Award winners for this year, including a gentleman who has helped jazz blend into other areas of music and keep the music strong no matter where you hear it. In the R&B category, Robert Glasper, the fine pianist who we heard earlier backing up Diane Reeves on a Grammy Award-winning work. Well, he's a wonderful instrumentalist, a wonderful improviser, a great jazz musician, and also, with his album Black Radio 2, a winner in the R&B category. Let's talk to Robert Glasper now and hear some of that Grammy Award-winning music from him here on VOA's Jazz America.
We're talking about an acoustic trio.
Yes.
But you, like I said, you were wearing a hip-hop junkie t-shirt, mm-hmm. and you're of the hip-hop generation.
Yes.
And that's an indelible impression that's been left on a culture, world culture, forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
going to be thought about like swing and bebop right. and rock and roll.
Exactly.
So I didn't hear a lot of hip-hop influence, and right. I've heard some more in other mm-hmm. things you've done.
Exactly.
And you throw in just a little bit of voice, like on Butterfly,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of effects, a little bit of hip-hop mm-hmm. beat mm-hmm. occasionally, but only as a flavor.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not. I'm not trying to be the guy who mixes hip-hop and jazz together.
Russell Gunn.
Or another, yeah.
That.
Some people do it overly. overly do it. Where like, I have a DJ now, I'm going to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's organically the vibe. You hear it. You can feel the sense that's who we are. We are hip-hop. So, mm-hmm. you know, and in later albums, like my next album, there'll probably be more hip-hop on there. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But mm-hmm. I've never honed myself as a hip-hop pianist or like that. People kind of put that on me because I do play with the creme de la creme of hip-hop cats. I play with Tip. I play with Mos Def. I play with Common. I play with all these yeah. people. So they tend to put that on me. But I'm a jazz piano player, and I love playing jazz. And I love hip-hop, so I do a little of that. I love, you know, I love alternative rock, so I do a little Radiohead.
Mm-hmm.
I love gospel. I do a little gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the bulk of it all is still jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I like to do, you know.
Yeah, all those elements come in your own writing, and mm-hmm. I love the last tune, I think it was, of the night.
I'm country.
Yes, I'm country.
And that's okay.
Which gave it just a little bit of that, okay, I am from Texas,
exactly.
and I'm going to give you just a little hint, but only a hint.
Right, exactly.
Well, okay, one last thing, uh-huh. Robert. You have a rhythmic thing that happens the way you play that gives you a unique signature sound.
Mm.
Can you expound on that just a little bit? It's like a double time kind of rhythm that it's created with your hands.
I have no earthly idea.
Mm.
And I think that's the reason why it's actually my sound, because I'm not aware of it.
Mm.
No. You know what I mean? Other people are more aware of it because they're seeing me and listening to me do it, but I'm just being me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I was purposely doing it, then I could probably mm-hmm. tell you what I'm doing, but I actually have no idea. I wish I could, but I have no idea.
Well, we'll just listen and try to figure it out ourselves. Robert,
definitely.
Robert Glasper, thank you so much for your time
thank
and
you.
Your artistry, my friend. Keep
thank
it
you
going.
So much.
All
appreciate
right.
it.
Pleasure.
Side. feels like a guarantee of anything. So all my lovers on the line. But I let it lie. I let it lie. So I let it lie.
Grammy award-winning work from the great pianist, composer, band leader, even a vocalist from Houston, Texas, Robert Glasper, joined by another young lady who's lived quite a bit of time in Texas, Nora Jones, an award winner in her own right and a wonderful vocalist and pianist, too. That's Let It Ride from the Grammy award-winning work Black Radio 2. Now, here's music from another artist who was also born in South Texas, Galveston, Texas, in 1943, to be specific. Here's Larry Coryell on guitar from his album Shining Hour, as the gentleman who's known for giving us rock jazz back in the 1960s, the blending of rock and jazz with the jazz fusion era, swings with Kenny Barron, Buster Williams, and Marvin Smitty Smith on the Herbie Hancock composition The Sorcerer from the album Shining Hour. Larry Coryell on Jazz America from VOA 1. The versatile Mr. Larry Coryell and an all-star cast joining him to do a little swinging for us from his album Shining Hour. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. I've got one more Grammy Award winner this year, the esteemed Mr. Chick Corea. He'll be joining us in just a bit. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you. And here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And I have a lot of listeners all around the world, and folks send me email every single week, so please be patient. I will certainly try to read your email as soon as I possibly can. I also get email from American listeners who listen to Jazz America online when it airs around the world, as well as on my online radio channel, Moja Radio, MOJARADIO.com, where I post the program each week. And one of those American listeners wrote me the following email. Dear Russ Davis, please send me a list of the 100 jazz recordings you mentioned on your January 2015 Jazz America program. I really appreciate all your efforts to keep jazz out there for the world to hear. I'm facing an issue at my job. I work in a New Jersey public library where I buy music, and space limitations are forcing me to have to make some hard choices as it pertains to collection development. As a longtime listener of your show since 1999, I've made a really terrific collection of jazz recordings. Unfortunately, the CDs don't tend to circulate nearly enough to justify keeping some of them in the collection, so I'm currently evaluating what to keep and what to dispose of. Your guide will be enormously helpful in guiding me to keep the jazz music at my library a collection to be proud of for all to explore and enjoy. Thanks, Jim Thacker. Well, Jim, thank you so very much. And I wrote to him and sent him not a list of the 100 top recordings of all time, but instead what I had compiled, a 100-year brief history of jazz and all its different phases and some of the dominant artists involved. But when it comes to keeping a complete jazz collection, you must have this album in that collection. Here's Miles Davis with So What? From Kinda Blue. Thank you. Featuring the voice of this year's Grammy Award winner in the Best World Music Album category, Angelique Kidjo, for her album Eve. That was her on vocals singing Sofiatu from the album Possibilities, the award-winning work by Herbie Hancock, featuring Carlos Santana on guitar. And that leads me to tell you that next week here on VOA's Jazz America, Herbie Hancock will be one of my special guests. I'll tell you more about that later. But right now, I want to share with you some conversation I enjoyed with another of this week's special guests. Two-time Grammy Award winner this year, and now 22-time Grammy Award winner overall, Chick Corea. I had the chance to speak with him at the Chamber Music America Conference, and this is some of the conversation I had with him. We'll follow that with his Grammy Award-winning work from the album Trilogy. Well, the electrification of jazz is a controversial thing for many people, I suppose. The electric guitar in an improvised situation caused a lot of ire in a lot of folks. It's not anything that you've ever been afraid of. You've had some incredible electric guitar players as well as acoustic guitar players over the years. Any thoughts about the controversy, quote-unquote, of electric instrumentation and maybe specifically the electric guitar in improvised music?
I stay all out of that. I'm tired of it. It's such a silly conversation. Mm. It's obvious that what makes great music makes great music. Mm. And it's different for every artist, for every composer, for every arranger. You use whatever you want to use. The effect and the result is what we're all looking for. Mm. We're looking for that aesthetic result, that pleasing thing where you know you've created something that got across and people got it, you know, and it lifted them and it brought them to that wavelength mm. that you like to create. Mm. Now, whatever you have to use to do that, you do it. Mm. And artists do use practically anything to do that.
Indeed.
Electric, acoustic. When I had my band Circle, we used to saw chairs on the stage.
What a wild band.
You know, for the sound. Yeah. We used to bring a saw, get an old-looking chair, and then at the right moment go... Picasso broke conventions by going to the junkyard and using stuff to create. It's a similar concept.
Well, for last year's release, Trilogy, Chick Corea did not go to the junkyard, pick out a saw or any other implement to make the music. He simply just set up shop with one of his finest trios, featuring Christian McBride on bass and Brian Blade on drums, and played songs like this, his wonderful composition, Fingerprints, for which he won one of his two Grammys for this work. Chick Corea on Jazz America from VOA1. Chick Corea with Christian McBride on bass and Brian Blade on the drums. The song Fingerprints, the song that garnered one of the two Grammy Awards for this album this year. One for Chick Corea for his solo on the song you just heard, and for the album in general. Congratulations to all the Grammy Award winners in the jazz categories this year. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you'll join me next time on Jazz America as we investigate how pop and rock music affect jazz and how that's happened over the decades in the history of the music. We'll talk to four artists who've dabbled in the blending of rock and pop and jazz: Herbie Hancock, Phil Frizzell, drummer Lenny White, and guitarist John Scofield on the next Jazz America. Join me then, won't you?